We stood at the end of where they lived at William Street, which is right opposite the end of St. Hilda's Church and the corner of Victoria Place. And on the morning, it was about 20 past eight, and when everybody said, the Germans have landed, get out of your houses and run for the country. So my grandma, and I think it was seven children she had then, all got out, run, and as they were running across the road in front of the shop on the corner at Victoria Place, the shells were coming fast and furious over the moor. My grandma lost her leg. She crawled to the wall and sat propped up against the wall. I know my dad was stunned, and he later had 17 pieces of shrapnel removed from his legs. He had my uncle Bill, who was 3 years old, on his shoulders. He was uninjured, but he managed to run as far as Trinity Church when he collapsed through loss of blood. But everybody was saying, run to the country, run to the country. But when they got to Trinity Church, the soldiers were there saying, they've gone, the Germans have gone now, it's stopped, all go back to your houses. It's awful, isn't it, to say a fairy tale, but it was like that to me, because I used to just live it with, when my dad or whoever told me it, I just lived the story, and I've lived it all the time. And whenever I come down here, especially where we stood, they're in my mind all the time, running round that corner and what must have happened. There is a bit of pride in, I mean, I can't be proud of the bombardment, which was horrible, but I'm proud of the way the family picked themselves up and got on with it and never complained. I mean, I don't know about the early days, but they never ever called the Germans or anything like that, you know. They just got on with life, just as they would beforehand, I would imagine. Yeah, they had no bitterness towards the Germans. No, I don't hold any bitterness. It was a war, and it happened. I'm really, really sad what did happen in the Hartlepools as well as elsewhere. But I think I came so many years after that I just accepted it. The way my family had learned to accept it by then. You know, I think the world should know how Hartlepool coped. We're tough, you know, Hartlepoolians. And what happened that day, now we all got back on our feet in no time. Good people on the headland, tough fisher folk.